Welcome to Sugar Pills, a practical guide to self-care. Where your host, writer, actor, and producer Candy Washington helps you live a more joyful life with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. Be sure to subscribe, leave a five-star review, and join the conversation on Instagram at Candy Washington. Let's go.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Sugar Pills, a practical guide to self-care. As always, I'm your girl, Candy Washington, and I am so grateful for this time together with you. So before we dive into today's episode, if you haven't yet, be sure to please shop the Love Collection that just launched. We have some great home decor items from mugs and candles, and then also some style goodies from t-shirts, dresses, sweatshirts, hoodies, and more. So head over to candywashington.com, pick yourself something up from our Love Collection, or just peruse the show notes in description box and find something. Find a lovely gift for yourself or a lovely gift for somebody else. It's the holiday season, so why not? And if you're watching us over on YouTube or if you're listening on a podcast platform, be sure to subscribe, rate, review, like, leave a comment, and share. It really helps me to keep the lights on and keep everything going and being able to bring you guys these sugar pill gems. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode, which is the top five ways to find inner peace. So for me, the way I define inner peace is just no drama, no strife, no inner conflict. And this is drama within myself or drama within interpersonal relationships. There's no conflict. There's just a calmness. There's a peace. There's a joy. There's a stillness, right? To me, that's inner peace. Just being with yourself is enough. Being you is enough. You're not distracted. You're not involved in any, you know, back and forth. It's just that, you know, calm stillness, that peace, right? So let's talk about a few ways to get there. The first way, and to me, I think this is one of the biggest ways, is minding your own business. Gossiping, seeking out, stalking people on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all of this other stuff, being in other people's business. She said that, he did what, this, that, da, 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 da. Just a lot of drama, a lot of conflict, a lot of he said, she said, a lot of gossip. That is a really easy way to disturb your peace. Number one, it has nothing to do with you. It's none of your business. So why are you giving so much time, energy, and effort gossiping and talking about other people or trying to be in other people's business? Minding your own business, staying in your own lane, keeping your eyes on your own paper is a great way to protect your peace. Make your peace be a fortress. Mind your peace. Not other people's business. The more we stay in the mess, the more we stay in other people's relationships, the way we stay in other people's business, the more we stay in other people's drama, the more we dilute and take away from our own peace, our own joy, our own happiness, our own success, our own focus. So focus on you. Mind your own business. That's a big one. The second one is to stop people pleasing and thinking that you are responsible for other people's happiness and well-being. So this is different from number one. Number one is don't get all caught up in the gossip and the he said, she said, and this, that, and all that stuff and other people's drama and relationships, that, right? So we're minding our own business. This one is don't people please, and that is don't say yes when you mean no. Don't say no when you mean yes. What are your boundaries? You know, if you want to say no, say no. Protect your peace. If you want to say yes, say yes. Protect your peace. It's creating healthy boundaries with people. It's making your well-being, your peace, your best and first priority. So it's having a healthy level of selfishness. That is a great way to protect your peace. You're not overexerting yourself. You're not over, you know, extending yourself. You're not giving, 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 and getting nothing back in return. That is a quick way to deplete yourself, to disturb your peace, to build resentment and bitterness against other people. So don't people please, create healthy boundaries, and don't feel like it is your job to fix other people. It's not your job, it's not your responsibility, and it's also an illusion because nobody can control another human being. Control is an illusion. People are adults, they are gonna do what they wanna do. And you're gonna just spend your time overexerting yourself, trying to make other people happy, trying to appease other people, trying to get other people to accept and validate you, and giving, giving, doing, doing, doing all for others, while internally you are depleted, you are conflicted, you are unhappy, you are at war with yourself because you're not creating healthy boundaries, because you're taking on somebody else's happiness that you actually have no control over. Instead, use that energy to focus on your own happiness. Use that energy to focus on your own peace. Use that energy to focus on your own joy. Because at the end of the day, the only person you ever have control over is yourself. And so the less you please others and the more you please yourself, the more peace you will have in your life. The third is have some type of self-soothing plan, whether that's meditation, whether it's prayer, whether it's walking in nature, whether it's journaling, whether it's seeking support by talking to someone. Have those tools in place. So when you feel that your peace is being disturbed, when you get inner conflict in life, in yourself or with other people, you have a plan to get back to your peace. You have a plan to get back to your stillness. It's taking that time to slow down, focus on your breathing, meditate, talk to God, source, universe, higher energy, whatever language, whatever name you want to put on it, you know, have a conversation with that energy or entity. Pray, journal, write it, get it out of you. Connect with nature, do something creative, draw, create a piece of artwork, go swimming, call a friend that you can trust, you know, call a therapist or a counselor, you know, get some type of support, get some type of community. Because yes, it's an inside job getting an inner peace, but you don't have to do it alone. Get some support, get someone to help you through it. Have those practices in place. The fourth is forgive yourself, forgive others, and let go of the past. A lot of times our heart knows no peace because our mind is trapped in the past. We have thought loops on mistakes we've made, on dirty things that people have done to us, you know, on anxiety of what's going to happen in the future, you know, worry and stress, right? So our heart knows no peace because we're not in the present moment. We're stuck in the past. Or being tormented by the unknown of the future. So forgive yourself, forgive others, and focus on the now. Focus on this present moment. What do I need now? What is going on with me now? What can I appreciate now? What can I be grateful for now? In this stillness, in this present moment of my life. Because you will always have conflict if you're replaying the past. And you will have no peace if you're worried about the future. You know, it's that saying, you know, worrying about the past is depression. Worrying about the future is anxiety. Being in the present moment is peace. So use your tools to get in this present moment. Go back to number three, meditate. Focus on your breath. Slow down. Journal. Be grateful for what you have. Reach out for support. Get back centered in this present moment. Get the tools to forgive yourself and others. Get the tools to let go of the past. Get the tools to soothe your anxiety. Because that is the place where there is no peace. Being tormented by the past and being stressed out by the future. And that stillness is the peace. And then the fifth way is taking care of yourself your first and best priority. And that kind of encompasses everything we talked about, right? If you make your own well-being your best and first priority, you don't have the capacity to be in somebody else's business because you are busy taking care of you. You are fulfilled taking care of you. You don't have time for the pettiness, the gossip, this, that, and the third. I'm not saying you don't be there for your friends or family. I'm not saying you're not a support. You're not part of a support system or you give support as well. But we know those are two different things. Being a part of the mess and being there to support someone are two different things. I mean, I'm saying don't be a part of the mess. Make your well-being, your energy, how you feel, your best and first priority. And that means being mindful and consciousness about the energy that you not only put out, but the energy that you receive. That also goes into that stop people-pleasing part, right? How I feel, what my needs and wants are my best and first priority. So I'm going to create these boundaries with people. I'm going to let people know what they can expect from me and what they cannot expect from me. I'm going to let my no be a full sentence. I'm going to take care of myself first. Not in a unhealthy, selfish way, not to the detriment of anybody else, but in a healthy, selfish way, to the enhancement of who I am. There's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself first. That's actually what you're supposed to do as a healthy, evolved, adult human being. Filling your cup up first. What's out of the cup is for everybody else, but what is in the cup is for you. And then having that self-soothing plan in place. When you feel your peace being disturbed, focus on your breathing, meditate, pray, journal, walk in nature, take care of yourself, be creative, reach out for support, have a plan in place for when your peace is disturbed. And then that next piece that we went over, forgive yourself, forgive others. Get out of depression of the past. Get out of the anxiety of the future and step into the peace of the now. Be present for your life now. Be grateful for the moment. The only moment that is ever guaranteed in this life is the moment that you're actually in. Be grateful for that moment. Get still. Get deep into that moment and protect that peace at all cost. Make that your best and first priority. So there you have it. Those are my tools and steps for finding inner peace. If you had any aha moments, head over to Instagram, tag me, give me a follow over at Candy Washington, and shop that love collection. Pick up a cute mug, you know, get some aromatherapy candles going, you know, do the sweatshirt. And if you do, take a pic, tag me on Instagram, and let me know your experience with it. So head over to candywashington.com, pick yourself up something really fun, check it out in the show notes or in the description box. And thank you so much for spending this time with me. Be sure to like, rate, review, subscribe, and to share this with a friend. So until next time, be well, take care of yourself and each other. Bye.
Welcome to Sugar Pills, a practical guide to self-care. Where your host, writer, actor, and producer Candy Washington helps you live a more joyful life with a cheeky dash of pop culture news. Be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and join the conversation on Instagram @Candy Washington. Let's go.